with SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. There's been a shooting today at a Mormon church in Michigan. Here's Bob Agnew reporting.
Police say multiple people were shot and that the shooter himself is down. The building's on fire. Local police said in a social media post the shooting took place at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Grand Blanc, about 50 miles north of Detroit. Police stressing there is no ongoing threat to the public.
Police say the shooter set fire to the church and they believe there will be more victims found soon. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is dropping his bid for re-election. In a video message released on social media, the mayor said he is suspending his campaign. Adams blamed media speculation in the campaign finance board's decision to withhold funds have undermined his ability to continue. Hurricane Umberto remains a strong Category 4 storm in the Atlantic, threatening Bermuda. A separate system known as Imelda is expected to form into a tropical storm and hurricane. Here's more from hurricane specialist Brand Reinhart of the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
It's currently located over the central Atlantic Ocean. It's expected to turn more towards the northwest and north and kind of curve around Bermuda over the next several days.
Senate Republicans want to delay a vote on the House-passed government funding extension until Tuesday.
Holding a vote just before Tuesday night's shutdown deadline would let Republicans put maximum pressure on Democrats and give more time for lawmakers to come together on an off-ramp. In the House, GOP leaders are waiting to see how the Senate vote goes before calling members back to town. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
A new study says drinking coffee on a regular basis can help protect and restore liver health. A new review published in Biochemical Pharmacology says regular consumption of coffee is believed to slow down liver diseases like fibrosis and cirrhosis of the liver. This is SRN News. Doctors are urging the Supreme Court to protect women's sports.
The American College of Pediatrics has filed a brief in an upcoming case that involves state laws banning boys from playing against girls in sports. In the brief, the ACP says when female sports are invaded by males, quote, girls predictably lose roster spots and scholarships, face unequal competition, and in some sports bear higher injury risk. These are real medical and developmental harms to minors. The High Court will hear arguments this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the wake of the Charlie Kirk assassination, some of his supporters are expressing hope that the tragedy will galvanize many people, especially young conservatives, to become more engaged in church. There have already been widespread reports of attendance surging at some evangelical houses of worship. Pastor Robert Jeffries at First Baptist in Dallas says the short-term impact of Kirk's murder is astounding. This is SRN News. Back-to-school time means parents are on the alert for lice in their children's hair.
Treatments can include medication and specialists. Guidelines from the American Academy of Dermatology recommends retreating for any product that can be bought without a prescription and that no approved method can kill lice and their eggs during the first treatment. The CDC suggests machine wash and dry clothing, do not use infected hair products, and clean infested areas.
That's correspondent Lisa Dyer. According to CDC estimates, there are upwards of 12 million head lice infestations annually in the U.S. affecting children between 3 and 11. 19 people are recovering after fans stormed the field during Virginia's upset win over Florida State. After Florida State failed to score in double overtime on Friday, students and fans rushed the field, celebrating, leading to injuries. More details at srnnews.com.